Hello everyone, it's Charlie C. again, and we are about to start on our second season, seventh episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about using ChatGPT and how you can use this ethically and still make the most of your college education. We live in interesting times. New scientific discoveries happen every day, and technology is growing leaps and bounds. I do remember years ago when Google came out, and people were very worried about students not being able to learn and remember information because they could just Google it. Fortunately, this has not come to fruition, and Google is used to help learning rather than eliminate it. The release of artificial intelligence, AI, is one of the newest advancements to come out, and everyone seems to have a different opinion on its use. Open source AI started with ChatGPT and has expanded to various forms. Some of these charge, and some don't. One of the main concerns for teachers these days is when students rely too much on technology and artificial intelligence, and then they don't learn the skills they need to be successful. Some would argue that they don't need to learn to write essays now, because ChatGPT can do the writing for them. In reality, though, ChatGPT can create papers, but you still need to be able to judge whether they are good, accurate, or completely wrong. Remember, ChatGPT can hallucinate, make things up, and don't even get me started on how bad the citations are. Something to keep in mind is that the reason I know this is because I have published my own books as well as many scientific papers. My career depends on it. This happened because long ago I worked really hard to develop the skills to write. Therefore, I can judge good writing from bad. Additionally, there are some ethical concerns with AI and consequences that should be mentioned. For example, at my university, faculty have policies all over the map regarding AI and its use in college. Some completely forbid its use, while others give assignments where students are required to use it ethically and learn it properly. This is where I fit, and even though I teach a series of writing courses at my university, I ask my students to make the most of their experience and expensive education by learning to write from class, and then use AI later. Because faculty vary in their policies, you do need to be very careful if you choose to use this tool for class. I know of students who have flunked not just assignments, but classes, because they passed ChatGPT off as their own work. I have heard, but not witnessed, of students getting expelled for plagiarism when they try to pass off AI essays as their own. Please don't do this. You are better than this, and you can create good papers while you develop your skills. So before you consider using this tool, please do first learn what your professor's policies are for each class. Make sure you follow them to the letter. Write them down if you have to. Also, please remember that these days, you are paying a fortune for your education. Make the most of it and learn those skills, like writing. After all, you are paying a lot for them. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.